from KQED.
Let's move now to Oakland, where Yemeni Americans with businesses are concerned about efforts to step up deportations of undocumented immigrants, not just because they could lose neighbors, but also because they could lose business. KQED's Farida Javalo Romero reports.
Mujib Alamari works the register and bags groceries at his store in Oakland's heavily Latino Fruitvale neighborhood.
Muchas gracias.
Like other Yemeni American shop owners in the area, he disagrees with President Trump's recent orders on immigration. And he tells me this in Spanish, a language he speaks more than English.
Es dos problemas la tenemos.
There's two problems, he says. A new travel ban would make it harder for his wife and children who live in Yemen to move here. And stepped up deportations of undocumented immigrants could hurt long-term customers he cares about. Even though Alamari is a U.S. citizen, he fears traveling to Yemen now could cause him problems. Down the street, another store owner, Abdul Talib, who also has a U.S. passport, is canceling his vacation plans to Mexico. Why? He says flying with a Middle Eastern name was already a headache under the Obama administration.
So now I imagine with this administration, it's going to be even harder.
Talib was relieved when the courts intervened with President Trump's original travel ban, targeting citizens from Yemen and other Muslim-majority countries. But others say the courts should stay out of it. Dan Stein is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a nonprofit that seeks to reduce immigration.
The president has the responsibility of ensuring that people coming into this country as visitors, as refugees, as immigrants, that they are not people being sent as operatives who would engage in terrorism.
Regardless of how the new travel ban affects people from Muslim countries, Talib says he worries more about the Latino community around him. At his store, he's organizing an event to inform undocumented immigrants about their rights. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.